Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh so, my god, this guy's so gonna swing on Jim.
Right. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
It was the nastiest looking hot dog I think I've ever seen in my life. It was like beige with like mustard squirted like in random spots.
Matt claims to be an Olympic athlete and he can't properly squeeze out mustard in a straight line. This was a giant hot dog that then people were taking pictures of, and it had to be
the biggest hot dog I've ever seen.
14 inches easy. Man. It caused Wiener Circle envy. Anyway.
How did it compare to Matt Hamilton's hot dog?
Dwarf.
Yeah. Dwarf.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Molly Brown. Here's Jim Rutledge.
It is hour number two of Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I just wanted to do what you did.
Oh, okay.
Slow on the draw, guys.
She's Molly Brown. I'm Jim Rutledge. Prime time, all shine behind the glass. Matt Hamilton will be back on Monday, so the full show will be around for, I don't know, a couple days. How long is Matt around for? Who knows? But I do want to tell everyone about Carbon World Health. I just saw the folks today. I had a good workout, but whether it's a workout, whether it is hormone replacement treatment, which basically allows you to, don't think of it as like a replacement for like a blue pill. What it is it's the opportunity for you to gain more muscle mass, have better energy, sleep better, and kind of get back to your regular self. That the testosterone, as you get older, there's a difference between the right testosterone levels for your age and right testosterone levels for you to feel your best. So talk to Dr. Ness Rodriguez about that. And of course, they have GLP-1s over there as well. All right, let's get to pole dancing.
We asked, and you answered.
What?
Coming to the stage, it's pole dancing on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Hey now.
Presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealership.
All right, guys. Well, it is a victory Friday here on Jim, Matt, and Molly, and that means our clock management was worse than the Commanders last night, so we can only get one pole question out today, guys. Guys, yesterday on Kyle Bruster, excuse me, 2 days ago on Kyle Bruster Norman, they predicted the Commanders team total is over under 22.5 against the Packers. The question was, will they hit the over or under? Guys, are you surprised by the fact that 54% of fans said that they were going to get the under?
The Packers were going to hit the under?
The Commanders team total will go under. They were 22.5 over under.
I guess I'm surprised that that's so low. Like, Packer fans are feeling pretty great about themselves, rightfully so. So I honestly thought it'd be a higher amount.
Okay.
I'm not surprised that people look this way because they love the defense.
And honestly, do you think that we see another team total that high for another Packers team for the rest of the season?
As long as Mike is healthy, no.
Great.
Okay. All right then, guys, one more question. Kyle Bruster-Norman 4 days ago also asked, is Packers quarterback Jordan Love held to too high of a standard? 45% of fans said yes, people are being too critical. 55% said no, needs to be great. Molly, what do you say?
No. You just said the number 55, right? 55% of people. He's getting paid $55 million a year.
True.
You have high expectations. You're playing for the Green Bay Packers. You are Aaron Rodgers' predecessor. Like, there is a lot
successor.
Of weight on your...
Successor.
Oh, successor. I'm sorry. English. He did not... Never mind. Okay. Yes, he has a lot of weight on his shoulders. He has a lot of pressure on his shoulders, and he should. He is the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. That is what it is.
Jim, what about you?
Because of the team he plays for and his contract, he has too much pressure, but I think it's a fool's errand. He's been around for a while. I think if you're expecting him to become elite or be a top-tier QB because of his pay, you might be disappointed. Again, Dak Prescott's a hell of a QB, and Jordan Love is not quite to that level.
And I also think that he needed to be great before the Micah Parsons trade.
He doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I think now.
If anything, this takes some, well, you can look at it two ways. It takes some pressure off him that he doesn't have to be an insane quarterback like we've been saying. He doesn't have to be elite level quarterback play because he can rely more on the defense. But also now there's so much more pressure on him and Matt LaFleur that they need to go win because because Brian Gutekunst has made these necessary changes in order to make them a Super Bowl caliber team.
Okay. So expectations, before we get out, expectations, where are you guys at for the Green Bay Packers right now? What's a successful season at this point?
NFC championship game or bust. Like, that is a bear. Like, if
just making it or winning.
If they don't get to the NFC championship game, this season will feel like a failure.
Okay. I would agree.
I think a failure is not getting to the NFC championship game. A success, I think the bar for success is getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think just getting to an NFC championship game is enough for this team.
I agree with you. Like, that's you said it actually more succinctly than I did, Ryan. This is Jim Matt Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Matt, you, like, I don't mean this in a mean way, but, like, you kind of look like your dog.
Moose is a handsome dog. So,
you
like,
have beautiful
dogs. No offense taken. No offense taken at all.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Coral Maze. The Crystal Haze. All right, it is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. It is a Fish Friday. And we're on our way out because the Badger volleyball team takes on Georgia Tech. First serve at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5:30 here on ESPN Madison. The Brewers take the Cardinals. We'll join that in progress, but you can listen to the start of that game on 1670 The Zone. All right, it is Jim, Matt, and Molly. It is a Friday, which means we need to get to Molly's game.
Hi. I am looking for Molly. I've been searching everywhere and I can't seem to find Molly. Molly.
This Molly, is Molly's Molly, game, hosted Molly, by America's Molly, favorite bookie, Molly, Molly Brown.
And as always, Molly's game is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. And hey, all you Brewers fans, if you want to hit up the Potawatomi Sportsbook before a home game, but you need a ride to the game, hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride on a Potawatomi game day shuttle. Make any purchase in Sportsbook or same day sports bet to get a wristband and seat on the shuttle. Shuttles begin approximately 1 hour before first pitch. Return shuttles run nonstop for 1 hour after the game. For more, visit Potawatomi.com. Bet above the rest. So first, guys, getting into this week, I don't know where my notebook is from last week, so we're going to have to find that eventually.
Is this
here
a trope or is this
no,
like...
No, I like okay, actually don't know where it
like
is.
How many notebooks
I made
do
a specific,
you lose?
No, I actually have like three running notebooks right now. It okay is a problem, okay?
It's a lot of wasted paper.
No, because I end up using all the paper. I make okay a lot of okay notes. I have another job. Ryan, I don't okay know if you understand that.
Okay,
I know you only have to produce Jim, Matt, and Molly, but it's fine.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So first up here, guys, Jim talked about it when we gave our cover five bets in the last segment. The Bears take on the Lions this weekend. I want to know Caleb Williams passing yards over under 211.5. Jim?
I'm going to go over. The run game was really bad for the Bears, yep, and I think that Ben's going to try to come up with a little different way. You could see some of those little touch passes or things like a lot of short passes for the Bears to accumulate a lot of yards for Caleb. And honestly, last year he got near 4,000. So I think he's a guy that will put up stats. And I think the Bears will have to put up, they're going to have to put the ball in the air to win this game.
Lions defense looked pretty flawed against the Packers. I'm going to go ahead and say that Caleb Williams gets his. 211 yards isn't crazy, honestly, through the air.
Just curious if you had to say how many interceptions he gets. This isn't a question for Molly's game. How many are you saying?
I would predict one.
I guess one. I mean, he had six all of last year.
All right.
Okay.
So he's unfortunately he's not a system. He doesn't put the ball in. Like that's the problem. We take sacks instead.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I'll go with one.
Next one here, guys. Seattle at Pittsburgh. How many touchdown passes does Aaron Rodgers throw, Ryan?
Against Seattle,
I think he had four last week.
I'll say three.
Sheesh.
I'll go. I guess I'll stick with the. Can I go with the same as Ryan? Three?
Sure.
All right.
Tied at the hip, me and Jim.
And last one here, guys. The Los Angeles Chargers take on the Vegas Raiders. Total yards of the longest touchdown over under 37.5 yards. Jim?
I'll go over.
Over. Geno Smith slings it. Justin Herbert looks like him.
Whoa.
What?
All right.
Oh, we're all going to Jim, you and I. We're in the same. We're paddling the same boat in Molly's game this week.
Awesome,
you are.
Fantastic.
We're going to find a tiebreaker.
All right.
All right, we'll find that out later. Volleyball coming up next. This has been Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.